USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The current 7-day daily average of cases is about 491,700 cases per day, an increase of about 98%.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky during a White House COVID-19 press conference on Wednesday. Walensky making another big pitch for booster shots. This as people vaccinated and with booster shots are testing positive for coronavirus as well. Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger says his department is absolutely better prepared to defend the Capitol than it was during the attack on January 6th. The chief outlining numerous changes to security during a Senate hearing that include a boost in manpower, intelligence gathering, training, and equipment. Manger adding, preparation matters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. New year, new you. Did you know that Amazon makes it easy to make more sustainable shopping decisions with the Climate Pledge Friendly label? The Climate Pledge Friendly label signifies that products have one or more sustainability certifications that help preserve the natural world, providing Amazon shoppers a quick and easy way to identify more sustainable products when they shop online. Customers can conveniently shop tens of thousands of Climate Pledge Friendly products on Amazon.com to get a head start on their New Year's resolutions, whether shoppers are looking for workout gear, beauty products, or just to make small everyday changes. Climate Pledge Friendly can help customers identify products with sustainability certifications all year long, from brands like Burt's Bees, Columbia, Honest Beauty, Seventh Generation, and more. To start shopping for more sustainable products and enjoy Amazon's wide selection, convenience, and everyday low prices, visit Amazon.com and search for Climate Pledge Friendly, or look for the label on product pages or in search results.
Fire officials in Philadelphia say they're dealing with one of the worst fires in the city's history. At least 13 people, including 7 children, died when a blaze ripped through a row home that was converted into apartments. After Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was banned from Twitter Sunday for repeated violations of the site's policy on posting COVID-19 information, according to Twitter, more Republicans are making the switch to smaller social media sites that they believe won't censor them. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul was the latest to make the move after leaving YouTube Monday. He explained why on Fox and Friends.
Everybody on the right complains about social media and their censorship. Well, do something about it. Let's quit. So I'm no longer going to let some punk, some snot-nosed kid over at YouTube decide that a speech that I gave on the Senate floor is not appropriate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
COVID-19 cases continue to rise throughout the country, and President Joe Biden's handling of the pandemic continues to be criticized by many Americans. Florida Republican Representative Michael Walls joins Fox and Friends First and discusses the country's response to the pandemic compared to the response of his state. He says that thanks to what he calls Florida's common sense approach, they are in a better place than the rest of the country.
Our per capita in terms of COVID is very reasonable given where the pandemic has been. Yet Washington, D.C. Keeps managing under Biden to get in the way and get in the way and get in the way, and people have had it.
Non-Android BlackBerries are going dark.
As of Tuesday, legacy services for BlackBerry devices ceased. That means any device running classic BlackBerry software is no longer reliable. The company's Android-based smartphones, however, will continue to function normally. BlackBerry now focuses on providing security software for enterprises and governments. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A man arrested for refusing to leave a whites-only railroad car sign is set to be pardoned by Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards. Homer Plessy's arrest created the separate but equal doctrine. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.